Welcome to the deep dive. We've got some really interesting legal documents you sent us, specifically some Supreme Court opinions on thermal imaging and how it all relates back to the Fourth Amendment.
Interesting.
It really all comes down to one question. Can the heat coming from your house be used against you
I
in
agree.
court?
This is a really great example of how technology just advances so much that it really challenges how we think about our fundamental
For
rights.
sure.
We are going to be looking at the majority opinion,
Okay.
which was given by Justice Scalia,
Oh, yeah.
and we're also going to be looking at a dissent from Justice Stevens.
Okay, great.
So we're going to get a very well-rounded perspective
Perfect.
on this whole issue.
By the end of this deep dive, you'll understand not just what the court decided, in this case, Kilo v. United States, but also why it even matters. You might even start looking at your neighbor's houses a little differently.
Maybe.
So,
So to get us started,
that's it.
let's just talk about Danny Kilo.
Okay.
He was suspected of growing marijuana in
Yeah.
his home, and law enforcement used this thermal imager.
Okay.
It was called the Agema ThermoVision 210, to be
Wow.
exact.
Fancy.
And they use this to scan his house from the street.
Okay. And
So,
what they find with this heat vision.
he found a heat signature coming from Kylo's garage
Why?
that was way hotter than the rest of his house
Interesting.
and even hotter than his neighbors' homes.
So it was really standing out.
Yeah, it was very obvious. They used this along with some other evidence that they had to get a warrant to
Okay.
search his house,
Hey,
and they
let's
found a marijuana growing operation inside.
So it sounds like an open and shut case, right?
Well, not so fast. Kylo is saying that they shouldn't have used the thermal imager without a warrant.
Okay.
He said it was an illegal search and it violated his Fourth Amendment rights.
Interesting.
And that's where this case gets really, really interesting.
So let's break it down. What were the main points that they were disagreeing on here?
Well, the Supreme Court decided
Okay.
that using this thermal imaging on a home is a search
Okay.
under the Fourth Amendment.
Okay.
Justice Scalia wrote the majority opinion for this case,
Yeah.
and he was really focused on the fact that this technology could reveal details about the inside of Kylo's home
Okay.
that they would have never known without going inside.
Interesting. So it sounds like Justice Scalia was worried about people's expectations of privacy in their
Exactly.
neighbor's homes.
He even used this really powerful analogy in his opinion.
Okay.
He said that if they use this thermal imaging
Yeah.
to find out when the lady of the house takes her daily sauna and bath.
Oh, that would be way too intrusive.
Right.
It all goes back to that line at the entrance to the house.
I like that firm line.
Yeah.
So Justice Stevens dissented.
He did.
Did he have a totally different interpretation of the Fourth Amendment?
Well, he argued that the thermal imager was just detecting heat that was coming from the outside of the house, you know, something that anybody could observe, even without the technology. He compared it to like smelling the aroma from your neighbor's kitchen.
Interesting.
Once it leaves the building, it's public.
So he wasn't saying that heat couldn't be private information. He
Right.
was saying that it becomes public
Yeah.
when it leaves the building.
Exactly. He thought that the officers were making inferences about what was happening inside based on this data, but that the data itself wasn't from an illegal search. It seems like they're making a really nuanced distinction.
It is a very nuanced distinction.
Okay.
Scalia was looking ahead
Okay.
to how this ruling would affect more advanced technology in the future.
That's pretty forward thinking.
Yeah, he was worried about technology kind of eroding away our Fourth Amendment rights.
Okay.
And Stevens was urging restraint. He thought it should be up to lawmakers
Okay.
and not judges
Yeah.
to decide how to regulate this
Interesting.
emerging technology.
So we have these two different philosophies then.
Yeah, we do.
One is worried about future threats to privacy, and the other one's worried about the court overstepping its bounds.
It really highlights the challenges of
Yeah.
balancing the need
Right.
for good law enforcement,
For sure.
but also protecting the right to privacy
Yeah.
in our own homes,
Absolutely.
especially as technology keeps advancing.
Right.
It's going to be a tough question to answer going forward.
It is. So it seems like this Kilo v. United States case was a huge turning point, not just for thermal imaging, but for how we even think about technology and privacy.
Absolutely. It sent shockwaves through law enforcement agencies.
Right.
And it's really had like a ripple effect on how courts view other types of technology.
Can you give us some examples? Like what other technologies have been affected by that Kylo decision?
Well, like facial recognition technology after Kylo.
Yeah.
Courts were much more careful about letting law enforcement use facial recognition to identify people in public without a warrant.
So basically the principles of Kylo, specifically around the expectation of privacy, are being used in all these new situations.
Exactly. And it's not even limited to just like visual surveillance.
Really?
Like the Kylo case has also changed how courts view things like GPS tracking.
Wow.
And even accessing cell phone location data.
So how did Kylo affect those technologies?
Well, in a later case,
United
States v. Jones, the Supreme Court decided that putting a GPS tracker on a suspect's car without a warrant was a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Wow.
And they actually mentioned Kylo in their decision.
Interesting.
They were emphasizing the idea of physical intrusion into a protected space.
So they saw putting that GPS tracker on the car as like a digital trespass.
Exactly.
It's crazy how a case about heat from a house
can
set a precedent in so many different technologies.
It's a testament to the adaptability of the Fourth Amendment.
For sure.
In another really big case, Carpenter v. United States, the court ruled that law enforcement needs a warrant to get a suspect's cell phone location data from their wireless carrier.
Interesting.
They said that this data, even though it's held by a company.
Right, the third party.
Yeah.
It can reveal really private details about someone's life.
Exactly, and their movement.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people think that if a company has your data, then it's okay to use it.
Right.
But the court said that our digital footprint deserves the same protection as our homes and our physical spaces.
Exactly.
So these cases, which all came about because of Kylo, show us how the Fourth Amendment can change and adapt to new technology.
I really can.
To protect our rights.
Yes.
It makes you wonder what Justice Scalia would think about all the ways technology has changed since 2001 when that case was decided.
It's crazy how much it's changed.
Yeah, he really seemed to understand these legal issues.
Yeah.
He warned us that technology could hurt our Fourth Amendment rights.
Yeah, and his concerns are more relevant than ever.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Our every move can be tracked.
It's true.
Our conversations can be recorded.
Yeah.
Our emotions can be analyzed
right.
by these crazy algorithms.
It's just scary.
It can be unsettling.
So with all this new technology,
yeah,
what are some of the big takeaways from Kylo that we should think about today?
Well, one of the biggest takeaways is that technology isn't good or bad.
Okay.
It's just a tool.
Uh-huh.
And it really depends on how we use it.
Right.
Both as individuals and as a society.
It's true. We get excited about new gadgets.
Yeah.
And we don't always think about the bad things that could happen.
Exactly. We need to think about the consequences.
Yes.
Both good and bad of all these new technologies.
For sure. And we have to be careful.
Yes.
To protect our rights.
Absolutely.
So what can people do
to
protect their privacy?
Yeah.
With all this technology around us?
Well, awareness is a good first step.
Okay.
Just being aware of the data you're sharing.
Yeah.
Both on purpose and accidentally.
Right.
You know, think about the apps you use.
Yeah.
The websites you visit.
Mm-hmm.
The devices you own.
Okay.
They're all collecting information about you.
Yeah. And it's not always clear.
No, it's not.
How that information's being used or who it's shared with.
Right.
It feels like we don't have much control.
Well, you do have some control.
Okay.
Taking steps to manage your privacy is important.
Okay.
So, for example, adjust your privacy settings on your devices and your social media.
Yeah.
I know those settings can be confusing.
They really can.
But it can make a big difference.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Are there any resources you would recommend for people who want to learn more about this?
There are a lot of great organizations out there that are fighting for our digital rights.
Okay.
And for stronger privacy laws, supporting them, even just by staying informed about what they're doing. is a great way to get involved.
So staying informed is important, yeah. Not just about technology, but also about our rights.
Exactly.
How we can protect them.
Exactly. Knowledge is power.
For sure.
And these deep dives where we talk about legal cases and all the implications can help people make better choices about their digital lives.
Okay. So.
Now, the Kylo case.
Yeah.
Didn't cover every single use of thermal imaging.
It didn't.
So it seems like there's still some gray areas.
Definitely.
The court was really focused on using thermal imaging to look for heat inside a home and using it to find illegal activity.
Yeah. Like Kylo's marijuana plants.
Right. But thermal imaging can be used for a lot of other things.
It can.
And that could create some privacy concerns.
It definitely could.
And what about medical imaging?
Yeah.
Thermal imaging is used to detect all sorts of health problems, like breast cancer.
Yeah.
It's an amazing advancement.
It is.
But it also makes you think, who should be allowed to see those images?
Right.
And how do we protect them?
It's amazing how this technology can be used for so many different things.
Right.
On one hand, it can help save lives.
Yes.
By finding diseases early.
Exactly.
But it could also be used for surveillance in ways that are intrusive.
Yes. It's a powerful tool.
For sure.
And it needs to be used responsibly.
Right.
And speaking of surveillance, we're seeing more and more thermal imaging in public places.
Oh, you mean like those security cameras that can see body heat?
Exactly.
I've seen those everywhere.
Yeah, they're becoming very common.
So what are the privacy issues with those?
Yeah. It makes you wonder about consent.
Okay.
Could this technology be used to track people without them knowing?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Something we really need to think about.
We've come a long way.
We have.
From marijuana to breast cancer to surveillance.
It's amazing.
It's crazy how one case about a house can lead to so many different discussions.
The Kylo case is a perfect example of how a legal issue can have a huge impact on society.
Right. It wasn't just about Danny Kylo.
Exactly.
It was about security and liberty.
Right.
In a world with new technology. And that conversation is still relevant today.
It is.
Especially as technology changes.
Yeah. And the lines get blurry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've talked a lot about the Kylo case and how thermal imaging and other technologies can affect our privacy.
Yeah.
But I want to bring it back to you, the listener.
Mm-hmm.
What does all this mean for your everyday life?
It's easy to feel overwhelmed, you know, with all this new technology and all the news about data breaches and surveillance.
Right.
But the Kylo case reminds us that we can do something.
Okay.
We have rights and we have a say in how this technology is used.
So what can our listeners do to protect your privacy?
Well, first you have to know what your digital footprint is.
Okay.
Pay attention to what apps you use,
uh-huh.
what websites you visit, what devices you own.
Okay.
Think about what information they're collecting and how it might be used.
Yeah.
It's also a good idea to check your privacy settings and change them if you need to.
I know those settings are confusing.
They can be.
Do you have any advice for figuring out those privacy policies and all that?
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Okay.
If you don't understand how a company is using your data, call them up.
Okay.
Or read their privacy policy.
Yeah.
And remember, you can usually opt out of data collection.
So we're not totally powerless.
No, you're not.
What else can people do?
You can support organizations that are fighting for our digital rights and for better privacy laws.
Well,
yeah.
There are a lot of groups out there doing good work.
Okay.
They need our support.
So we need to stay informed,
not
just about technology, but also about our rights and how to protect them.
These deep dives are so important because we learn about legal cases and we talk about new technologies and we think about what's right and wrong.
Yeah.
And that helps us make better decisions.
For sure.
About our digital lives.
Justice Scalia said that we need to think about future technologies when we're talking about the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, he really could see the big picture.
Yeah, it seems like he was right.
He was.
There's all this technology now
that
didn't exist in 2001.
Like facial recognition and AI and all that.
Yeah, it seems like we're always playing catch up.
It does.
Trying to figure out the rules.
Yeah, but the main ideas from Kylo are still important.
Okay.
It's about our right to privacy and balancing security with our freedoms.
Mm-hmm. We have to keep those ideas in mind as technology keeps advancing.
This has been a really interesting conversation.
It has.
I'm sure our listeners have a lot to think about.
I hope so.
Any last thoughts?
This isn't just a legal debate. This is about our lives, our communities, our future.
Yeah.
We have to decide how we want to use this technology.
Yeah.
And those decisions will be important
for sure
for a long time.
Well said.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been my pleasure.
Into thermal imaging and the Fourth Amendment and technology and privacy.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic.
And to our listeners,
stay
curious.
Be engaged.
And keep sending us your sources.
We love hearing from you.
We'll be here to help you make sense of it all.
Until next time.
Until next time.